For Illinois Public Radio, I'm Sam Dunklaw. Illinois state legislators and advocates say state employees need more protection from a growing trend of workplace violence. But the state house measures addressing that have gotten a mixed reception. The death of Pam Knight, a DCFS worker in Dixon, is the first death in a recent string of state workplace-related violence. Authorities say Knight was hurt when trying to take a child into protective custody. In response, Republican State Representative Tony McCombie offered a fix. Up the minimum jail time for that kind of crime.
It really is a no-brainer. We need to be putting our state employees and their families first. We need to send a message. You cannot physically harm an individual. People cannot treat other people like this.
But a Democrat-controlled House committee struck down that measure, with a majority saying they wanted to avoid enhancing criminal penalties. Meanwhile, a Senate committee approved another bill requiring workplace violence reports from state agencies. McCombie says she'll support that, but remains skeptical about what it'll do to stop the problem. I'm Sam Dunklaw.